Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, Serious Comedy to start your day. 8:04 on the clock, got your host James J here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we are joined right now by our good friend Paul Trombley with the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How's it going over there today?
Pretty well. How about for yourself?
Same here. Enjoying what Mother Nature has given us so far. What else has she got in store today?
Yeah, still certainly some more pleasant weather today for us with a mix of clouds and sunshine developing as we head our way up to some low 70s southwest winds, 5 to 15, 48, partly cloudy into tonight. More clouds Wednesday, some partial sun, a few showers possible as well late in the day. High still to 70 tomorrow, 48 Wednesday night with some showers still possible. And then more showers in that forecast into Thursday with a cold front heading south over the area. On Thursday, highs is back in the mid-50s, breezy northwest winds as well. Turning to some partly to mostly cloudy skies Thursday night, 33, and then a mix of clouds and sun Friday, high about 48, 27 Friday night. Cool but quiet into the weekend, mid-50s, some sun Saturday, mid-30s Saturday night, and back around 60 by Sunday with some sun into the end of the weekend. Yep. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Appreciate it, Paul. From what I could tell, these are pretty much the norms for right now this time of year. We're actually hitting on some normals.
yeah, kind of a little above average today and tomorrow. And yeah, with highs in the 50s and then 40s Friday, that's certainly, I think our average is about maybe 63, 64 this time of year. So
All right.
One side or the other. Yeah.
Always appreciate the time, Paul. Looking forward to talking again tomorrow.
You bet. Sounds good.
Have a good one. Big shout out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, the best in the business. We appreciate them so much. I thought coming out of the conversation with Paul be a good time to update people about the fall foliage.
Oh, yeah.
The Wisconsin Fall Color Report, which you can find right now at TravelWisconsin.com. That's all one word, TravelWisconsin.com. Love our friends over there, Travel Wisconsin. Looking at the list here, Melissa, let's go ahead and look in our surrounding area. Well, Door County's at 10%. I see Eau Claire's at 40. I know this isn't our area, but I'm just getting some of these since I'm passing them anyway. Green Bay's at 25%. Let's see here. Medford at 80%.
Wow.
They are just about all completely full there over there. Minocqua's at 75%. Mm. let me see. And Rylander is at 65%. River Falls, they're at 0% right now. River Falls.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so
weird.
St. Germain as well at 0%. Hmm. Appleton's at about 30%. Not bad. Fond du Lac at about 20%. And Manitowoc at about 20%. Marshfield at about 25%. Oshkosh at 40%. Our good friends in Rome are at about 40%, so 40% foliage so far.
That's a big difference between Medford and Marshfield.
Yeah.
And they're not that far apart.
No. This is I wanted to actually start our whole entire week off with this conversation, Melissa. I see this. I've seen this since I was a kid. We all have. You're looking at a group of trees, like a forest of trees together, and then there's that one tree that's changing, and none of the others are.
Yeah.
If you're that tree, do you feel good about that? You're walking with your shoulders back a little bit more, feeling cocky and everything. Mm-hmm. Or are you embarrassed? Like, I'm so sorry, everybody. This doesn't usually happen. I don't understand. I don't know what happened here. I don't know why I went before everybody else. I didn't mean to. Or I thought we were going on three, not like one, two, three, and then we go. I didn't mean to go early. I apologize.
Well, and just to see the differences between areas that are, you know, you think of it as being, well, the north's going to happen first, and then the southern part of the state. That's not necessarily how it's working out.
Mm-mm. Sheboygan at 10%. So we say good morning.
I had to throw that one in there.
Yeah, I have to. Every time I have a chance to say Sheboygan, I'm going to say it. Stevens Point's at about 40%. Mm. Wapaka at 25%. Wausau at about 40%. Wetoma at 20%. And in the Wisconsin Rapids area here, we're at about 30%.
All right.
We're starting to see a little bit here and there. It's been nice. It's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at this one as we are all gearing up for Halloween, which adults have completely taken over. we tell kids that it's still about them and they can still celebrate and everything. But I mean, as so many parents, as they're picking out, what do you want to be this year? Okay. Knowing that they're probably going to change their mind two or three times before Halloween, they're thinking about what they're going to be for Halloween.
Well, you told us that we had to come up with a costume, mm-hmm. right? Well, I'm going to tell you and Seth tomorrow what our costume is.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to this.
I have the perfect costume.
I guarantee you I'm all in, probably whatever, no matter what it is.
I don't know if you will be. Just wait, James.
As we gear through, go through October here, it's October, which means the local Halloween haunt attractions are open for business. So what's your favorite spook? What's your favorite way to be, you know, haunted or spooked? Or what's your favorite thing about Halloween to kind of enjoy about it?
Okay.
This is kind of a fun conversation. The site hauntpay.com, all one word, hauntpay.com, recently asked more than 2,000 haunt industry professionals what we can expect for this year. And for starters, it shouldn't be hard to find a corn maze.
No.
17% of haunt attractions offer corn mazes. 17%. 16% have some sort of indoor walkthrough, like a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
15% have an outdoor walkthrough. 14% offer a haunted hayride. 13% have an escape game available. And 12% offer zombie paintball.
That would be fun.
Zombie paintball does sound awesome. That's the first time paintball has ever sounded interesting to me.
Yeah.
Are they
shooting back, is my question.
What kind of zombies are we talking? Are we talking like the traditional or like the George Romero ones where like all of a sudden they're speedy and they run
right.
and all this? Like,
yeah.
It's on.
That's
ain't right.
Different.
Yeah, that ain't right. Yeah, yeah. they like basically have no weakness. Like this.
Right.
I don't know. When asked about admission fees, 40% said to expect something in the $21 to $30 range.
Oof. That's high.
Yeah. 28% say it'll cost more, and usually between $31 and $40. And 32% say it'll cost less, mostly in the $11 to $20 range. Now, that's a little more like what we're used to around
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many of these surveys, they do in metropolitan cities. So, you know, that
and
is something
that
to keep in mind.
That makes more sense that the prices would be higher. But in some rural, I really don't like that word.
Rural areas. Yes.
There is one company I will never work for. But you know what it is.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm in the same boat.
Yep.
I'm in the same boat.
I will
say this. Rural juror. Let's try saying those back to back. It's not easy. It's not a fun
But
one.
In those areas, out in the country, corn mazes aren't terribly expensive typically.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember going to haunted house attractions like when they had those trailers in La Crosse. I don't know. I remember going somewhere where they had a bunch of semi-trailers set up as a haunted house that you could wind your way through. And I don't believe it was very expensive. It was, you know, somewhere between 10 and 12 probably per person, which is affordable. More affordable anyway. And I know when we did our haunted house with the community theater in Toma, they had a very, you know, affordable rate. And it was different for age groups.
Mm-hmm.
So that people could afford to come in.
I admire that. I like that. That's mm-hmm. pretty cool. 33% of haunts have a pay what you can or donation ticketing system, which may go to charity. Believe it or not, more than 72% of haunts are affiliated with a nonprofit organization, either direct ownership or donating a portion of the proceeds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's always cool, too. That's a real fun part of the corn mazes or really any of these things, haunted houses, any of that. Does any of these things interest you, or do you like any of these things this time of year?
I don't really like being scared. I don't like people coming at me in the dark. Like that's just not my thing. Mm-hmm. But if I'm the one doing the scaring, I'm totally into it. Because I helped with the haunted house at ACT in Toma, their area community theater, for a number of years. And then I ran it one year. I designed it and built it with it. I had a team of people, and it was a whole thing. We had a lot of fun with it.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I really enjoy scaring people. Mm-hmm. I don't like being scared.
I've only been in like one or two haunted houses before. Mm-hmm. I don't remember like...
I know little bits. I remember little bits and pieces of them. I remember them not really, you know, scaring me, not really being that entertaining or anything mm-hmm. like that. You could usually hear people coming or in that stuff. I'll never forget, we went in sixth grade, they took us to the Dells for like a field trip, and it was raining. So we couldn't go on any of the rides or anything like that. Aww. So my mom and Chris's mom like had us, you know, we went to the video game place and we went to the fudge shop down mm-hmm, there and those mm-hmm. kind of things. And we go to this haunted house. And it was nice. It was fun and everything. But I wasn't really being scared or anything like that. And I guess I was laughing. And at the end of it, they said that I could not come back. That I was being rude to all the
people, to the performers.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember I'm like in sixth grade, and I did not know how to take this. I didn't know how to feel about this.
And that's some people's trauma response or terror response. You know,
that's like true that, too.
That
yeah,
people
yeah.
laugh when they get scared. Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, how did they know that that wasn't it? Right. Probably because I was a jerk. Probably because I was a knucklehead. I was probably like pointing and laughing or something. Oh, I do remember this. I would tell people like a guy's going to pop out of there, and then he'd pop out of there or something like that and everything. Yeah. That probably didn't help things
no,
either. Now that I'm thinking about it,
I was a jerk.
Yeah. That was on me. I was in sixth grade. I shouldn't have been doing that.
I think the escape rooms actually sound fun. I've heard, you know, those have become very popular in the last several years. I haven't gotten to go to one yet. I like the mystery part of it and maybe a little suspense, but no horror. I'm not a horror fan.
I don't mind the idea of an escape room. I don't know if it would interest me or not. I'd have to do it.
Solving
I'd have
a
to
puzzle.
Do it. I love solving puzzles, and mm-hmm. I like problem solving.
Yeah.
So I feel like I would like that stuff of it. Mm-hmm. Since I've never done it, I don't want to assume that I would like it. But
team building
it
moment,
like
James.
It.
I think we need to do this.
That sounds good. That'll be fun. I love the idea of us doing a team building thing, and basically you and Steph figure everything out.
You know who would be figuring it out? Pam.
Yeah, Pam. Yep, you're right.
We'd be going through and we'd be all like, I have no idea. Pam's like, oh, this is simple.
Pam, please. The time's running
save
out.
Save us.
I can't breathe in here. We will we'll take a break right here. We'll come back. We're in the Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got some fun stuff lined up for you a little bit later. It's all coming up right here on Mornings on WFHR.
Nice.
I don't know what I'm doing. It's Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club time, everybody. Get to the celebrating where we get to celebrate you and treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Appreciate our friends at Misty's. Appreciate all of you because you guys gave us some names today. Appreciate it. Mel, I need a 1 through 3.
Oh, let's go with 1.
Okay, there we go. That gives us our qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. First up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my godson, Nicholas Surflew.
Oh, happy birthday.
Nick's a great kid. Nick's nice. A really good kid. Very smart, very fun. Got a great heart on him. he's a good kid. Nicholas, enjoy your day. I hope it's a great one for you, bud.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Lisa Bell.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. Also, happy birthday to Lisa Metowitz Griffith.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Enjoy your day, Lisa. You share it with another Lisa. There you go. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Colin Liska.
Ah, happy birthday, Colin.
Colin Liska, enjoy your birthday. Hope it's a great one for you. And everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries, want to send a big thank you to you for doing that. Mm-hmm. Get us more, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. You could go ahead and like our Facebook page and direct message us that way.
Sure.
And I'm starting to, you know, do something a little bit different here, Melissa. I would say up until we get to the part where we're actually talking names, if you want to call in, you still can.
Cool.
I will take the call on the air, and we'll get the name that way if you want. If you happen to be, hey, we come out of the last segment, and we're teasing that we're going to do Misty's Menu and all that and the Birthday Anniversary Club, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't get my birthday in.
Yeah.
Call up. We'll get it in. We'll get it in that way.
For sure.
We're trying to meet you halfway here, everybody. So get us those birthdays and anniversaries and help us celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. Taking a look at our celebrity list, Dakota Johnson is 33. She's in the 50 Shades of Grey movies. She's been in a bunch of other stuff, too. I believe she is Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith's daughter.
Okay.
She's pretty talented from what I've seen. Yeah. I've never seen a second of those 50 Shades movies or anything.
I haven't either.
She was on a Saturday Night Live. She hosted, okay. And she did a really good job on there.
Well, and she's been doing films since she was 10.
Yeah. She's been working a long time, yeah. A great actor. Rachel mm-hmm. Lee Cook is 43. She was in She's All That. She was in He's All That, the remake. I mean, she's a good actor. She's been in a bunch of stuff.
I didn't know they did a He's All That.
I didn't either until now. I just knew that, yeah. Alicia Silverstone is 46. Cher and Clueless, George Clooney's Batgirl. Yeah, she's been in a bunch of stuff. She's doing a lot of voice acting now. Alicia Silverstone, sounds like. From what I've heard, she is. Liev Schreiber is 55. Fantastic actor, incredible character actor. He's good. Liev Schreiber, I've never seen him do a bad scene. Like, he is darn good. A.C. Green is 59, former NBA superstar. Great athlete. John Cicada is 61. He had that big hit when we were kids, Just Another Day. It was huge. It was one of those ones that was, like, everywhere. Couldn't go 5 seconds without hearing it. Let's see here. Chris Lowe is 63, the instrumental half of the Pet Shop Boys. Russell Simmons is 65, Def Jam pioneer. And one of the reasons that hip hop is in is a household name nowadays.
Really?
Yeah, him and his partner in crime there, Rick, who also was an amazing producer as well. But Russell Simmons, very good at what he does.
Def Jam Records.
Yep. There would not be hip hop where it is without him and without that record company. A couple of amazing actors we got here. Christopher Waltz is 66, the bad guy in the James Bond movie Spectre. He also won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar as the bad guy in Inglourious Basterds and the Bounty Hunter in Django Unchained. He was not nominated, but he got a lot of acclaim for that. He's a very good actor.
Yeah.
Another one of these guys that Quentin Tarantino didn't really discover, but brought to American audience to discover.
Mm-hmm.
And the wonderful Susan Sarandon is 76. Oh. Damn it, Janet. She's Janet in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. She's also from Thelma and Louise, Bull Durham, The Witches of Eastwick. She's been in a couple of TV shows recently.
Oh, yeah. She's done a huge body of work.
Yeah, yeah. Right now, Dead Man Walking is arguably her greatest work. I would say that it's pretty hard pressed not to say that that's her best work. She did such a good performance in that. Right now, she's currently on that Monarch show or whatever on.
yeah, I haven't seen that one.
I haven't either. No,
but I did enjoy her in The Client. I thought that was she did really good.
She was really good in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a handful of more legends here. Today, Anne Rice would have been 81, born in 1941, passed away just last year in 2021. Author of all the vampire books, Interview with the Vampire. Manok the Devil is one of the better books I've ever read in my life. And really good author. Very good author. Another great author, Jackie Collins, born on this day in 1937, passed away in 2015. I don't know her work. I've never read a Jackie Collins novel, but I know that every one of my aunts, my mother, I mean, almost every woman that I grew up around had a Jackie Collins novel, had read her work.
I have not actually read her work.
I can't say that I have, but she's popular.
Obviously very popular. Yeah. Has sold a lot of books.
And Northwestern's own Charlton Heston, born on this day in 1923, passed away in 2008. Again, one of those legendary actors. Charlton Heston's jaw alone, like, could have got him work, let alone his acting talent and everything. One of those guys that kind of, like, as for later generations that only saw the older version of Charlton Heston and everything don't understand how big he was at a certain stretch there.
Yeah.
And as an actor, but just as a personality even, really.
Around 100 films and over the course of 60 years.
You can just sit back and be like, okay, I'm impressed.
Ben-Hur.
Yeah, right?
That's all we need to say.
Yeah. Soylent Green is made of people. No, one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to my godson, Nicholas Zerflu. Enjoy your day, Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Lisa Bell and to Lisa Griffith.
Yes.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Colin Liska. Colin.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day. And get us more of these, everybody. Yeah. We want more of your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us. Send them to info@WFHR.com or James@WFHR. Like our Facebook page. Direct message us that way as well. We want them. We want all of them.
And you can also call up at the beginning of the segment.
Yeah, be sure to do that. And stick around for Melissa's News as you're heading over to Misty's to treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope your
Here we are.
Yeah, I hope your workout's going well. workout music today. Hope you're having a good one. Thanks for joining us. Melissa and James here with you at 8:32 on the clock. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Keep on listening for your opportunity to win River Kings tickets.
Yeah.
We're going to be giving away 2 tickets to see your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Keep on listening for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can catch all of River Kings home games at our sister station, Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI, every weekend that they are in town here.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting conversation, Melissa, and we've talked about this before. In fact, actually, we were sort of loosely talking about this earlier during our pregame and stuff, or earlier. Reviews.
Okay.
You know, reviews are one of those things that we're navigating more and more as they are becoming more and more a part of our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
If I look up a restaurant and I've never been there before in a town I've never been in before,
yeah,
and I look at the reviews to see if I want to go there or not,
mm-hmm,
all these things that we do nowadays, Yelp, I mean,
Consumer Reports.
Yes. But, you know, the trusting of reviews or what to take with a grain of salt,
right,
and what, you know, those kind of things, it can be a little bit confusing. And then there's Amazon, where, I mean, all bets are off, genuinely. You probably rely on Amazon reviews at least a little bit when you're buying things. But according to one study, at least 42% of Amazon reviews are fake.
Wow.
And it... How do you spot those and know which reviews you can actually trust? Here are red flags that a product probably has a lot of fake reviews. And I want people, while we're going through these, I want you to pick on and count how many of these you notice usually. Because I think that we're a lot better gauge of these things than we realize. And
well,
I want to build.
Sadly, it's become commonplace for us to need to second guess stuff.
Most of us don't learn once we have in the process of getting our driver's license, we don't learn how to be a defensive driver or to look out for other people necessarily. You learn that because you see that there are a lot of bad drivers out there.
Experience is a great teacher.
Yeah, yeah. It's very similar with this here, where reading so many reviews, you eventually start to figure, oh, that's a bot. Oh, that's a bot. That's the company. That's another bot. Like, you know, oh, here's a real person. For me, when I'm looking at reviews, I'm not looking at a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I'm not so much looking for that. I'm looking at how many people are saying that the size that they say it is it really that size?
It fits true to size.
My husband is an XL and he this was too small on him, or those kind of comments.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you can tell a lot from the way word placement.
Yep.
Usually, if it's a bot from another country, the words are in, you know, wrong order or something like that.
Well, because syntax between other languages is very different.
Mm-hmm. Especially, I mean, I can't imagine I don't have no empathy or sympathy for a scammer or anything like that. They're all cowards and punks.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be frustrating being them and trying to do our language. Like, what is their hip words now? What are they doing? What it lit? What is that? No, I said it, so now it isn't that anymore. Okay, I don't know. Here are some other red flags here. Almost all 5-star reviews with maybe an occasional 4-star mixed in. And anything negative is tiny... anything negative is tiny and not a deal breaker.
Yeah, insignificant.
So basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, those tend to be for twofold. For one, anybody that kind of falls for that review. But also, like, the more reviews like that, the higher star rating they're going to have and those things on the product.
Right.
eBay is a little similar to this, but that's more as a seller. You know, the more fake good reviews you have, the better, you know, rating you have as a seller or buyer on there.
Right.
A lack of details, vague praise, and generic review titles.
Yeah.
Yep. It's an easy one to peg. Mentioning how it's better than competing products. Yeah, yeah, that's a little on the nose. It's a little, yeah. Similar wording to other reviews.
All reviews are very similar. Just a few changes here or there. I like the color. I like the style. I like the weight.
Yep. I like the weight. Yeah, yeah. Lots of reviews occurring on specific dates with long gaps between those dates. This would be maybe where a company has a product that's selling well, then for a couple months it's not. So then you see the reviews start popping up again to try to get people to, you know, buy the product. And the customers also bought section is full of unrelated products. That's a sign of paid reviewers just buying random stuff they're told to. And this is one of your better cues. This is one of your better, like, like, I was looking at, you know, hand holders or gloves or something like that. And all of a sudden, I've got all these mechanical products showing up or weird, like a mechanical product and a juicer and a book. Yeah, and these things.
Ladies' shirt, men's socks.
Because another thing, I don't know if they're addressing it here in the article or not, but just being specific about it, there are people that are paid to do this. You know, there are the bots and the scammers, and then there are people who are just paid to review things.
Which is a legitimate job.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's to me more of a legitimate job than being a quote-unquote influencer. You know, at least you're actually putting some, you know, elbow grease into it a little bit. Not much, but a little. Now, that kind of, you lose that argument then, though, if you're just copy and pasting your reviews. Which it seems like a lot of these people are doing. It seems like just from the reviews. And it's not picking on Amazon here. They just happen to be the worst at it, which is understandable because they got the most products.
Biggest.
Yeah, they're the biggest. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, that's going to happen. I don't know. I don't necessarily. I don't think that this is something that. You should never read another review. You should never look at it. No, nothing like that.
No, I think that that was very informative. There were a couple of those I didn't know. Yes. The dates, ones with the similar dates, and then the ones with look at what else is popping up.
Yeah,
that bought similar products. I didn't know either one of those.
It feels more encouraging. Than anything, it makes me feel a little more confident.
Gives us a little more tools in our belt of being able to keep ourselves protected online.
This isn't necessarily about reviews, but this is just one of those things that I know I've run into once or twice, and I know so many people that have, where you find something like this is a clothing thing. Usually, you see a shirt that's really cool. You see something that you really like. And you find the size and everything. Look at how long it's going to take to get to you. Even if you don't have Amazon Prime. Because if it's going to take months to get to you, chances are it's from China or another country. And their sizes are going to be different than ours.
Yep.
And an XL here and an XL in China, two very,
very
different things.
Very different things.
So that's not so much about reviews. That's just not something that they usually give you the info on beforehand
It depends on the seller.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, and well, with Amazon, it
all bets are off. All bets are off. Amazon's the Wild West.
If you're going through eBay, sellers do, I think, a better job of actually, you know, giving good product descriptions and explaining and answering questions.
I've actually bought a lot off of eBay over the years, and I've never had a bad interaction. And I feel like I should knock on wood or something like that, because I know people that have. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen at all. But I've had, in a shorter amount of time, I've had more hiccups with Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
With eBay, I've had more positives than negatives. And with Amazon, it's probably neck and neck.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say neck and neck. It's more good than bad, but it is. There's a lot more, you know, bad than good than eBay has.
Yeah.
For me.
Well, and a lot of times, what I try to do is, if I'm searching for a product and I find it and happen to find it on Amazon, I will often look to see if the company that makes it has their own website and sells from there, and then buy direct. Yeah, it's going to take longer in shipping more often than not, but that's usually not a deal breaker for me.
I do that almost every chance I get with those products. But it isn't all for the noblest of reasons sometimes either, though, I'll be honest, because sometimes I'm so picky about clothes. And if I see something I like and they don't have the color, I go to the website, they have the color from the website, but they don't on Amazon, that kind of thing, you know. But more times than not, I would say 8 out of 10 times, though, I'm doing it because I want to support that company. More, you know, go right directly to the source. We got done talking a little bit earlier about the Great Pumpkins, you know, the yes. huge Guinness record that was broken and all that. And, of course, over the past weekend in Nakusa at Riverside Park, they had the Great Pumpkin Drop and all those things. Great time, and big shout-out to everybody involved in that again. And we're going to another Wisconsin city here for a good story of the day, Waupun.
Okay.
One of the heaviest pumpkins in the world this year was grown in Fond du Lac County. Tom Montesima holds the title for heaviest pumpkin in the Badger State at 2,046 pounds.
Wow.
He began growing the pumpkin in mid-April. Pollination occurred on June 21st, and from that date on, the pumpkin grew to 40 to 50 pounds. 40 to 50 pounds a day.
Wow.
And, until he reached his goal of growing a pumpkin weighing more than 2,000 pounds. It's currently on display at the Tom Dooley Apple Orchard in Waupun.
Nice. Good on you.
Waupun about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from here, maybe something like that.
Not sure. It feels
like where we are in the state, everything's 2 hours away.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Two or four, pretty much.
Whether it's northern or southern or the eastern, everything's 2 hours away.
Pretty much.
That's kind of cool. That's a pretty cool one.
That is awesome. And that was his goal, and he achieved it. That's really cool. My question is, was it just one pumpkin, or did he have several that he was trying to get that big? And only one achieved it, you know?
You wouldn't
think you'd put all your eggs in one basket?
No.
Kind of thing?
Yeah.
all your milk in one pumpkin?
Pam, can we get him on the air? I want to interview this guy. I want to find out. I want to know how much milk he went through. Like, how much milk did he feed it? Did he ever offer the pumpkin chocolate milk? Did he, you know? It's really still, my mind's still blown by that.
And I want to know what they taste like if they've been milk fed.
Oh, good. Yes. Yes. You know? Yes.
And
absolutely.
I wonder if I could eat it. Does it absorb the lactate?
We need answers.
Lactose, I mean?
We need to get a pumpkin expert in here.
Apparently.
That's what
so.
We need to do before the end of October. We got to get ourselves a pumpkin expert on the air. We'll come back with some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:47 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I'm joined by Melissa K.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're going to dive into some fun, weird, wacky, random facts now.
Okay.
Get a handful of these in and get some fun ones for you. Do want to remind you, as far as wacky goes, well, you want to join us for wacky and weird and wicked. Our wicked awesome word of Wednesday will be tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Hart will be joining us around this time tomorrow, so be listening for that, everybody, as we say good morning to all of our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Diving into the random facts, McDonald's chicken nuggets only come in four different shapes. The ball, the bell, the boot, and whatever the heck that is. No, and the bow tie. It seems like there's always that one chicken nugget that just, it's the outlier. It's the one that doesn't, one of these things is not like the other or something. Irish is only the third most spoken language in Ireland.
Huh.
English is number one, and Polish is number two.
Ah, really?
And there is some fascinating history to go along with that. We don't have the time to dive into, but encourage you to learn some world history there, because it's pretty cool with that. I shouldn't say cool, but it's pretty interesting, what I should say.
Yeah.
Number three, the Dakota Territory split into North Dakota and South Dakota when it became a state, because people disagreed on which city should be the capital. The Northerners wanted Bismarck, and the Southerners wanted Perry. So they're going to get their way or another.
Just split into two.
One of the most popular things you will hear people from big cities say, why do we need two Dakotas? It's so, like, they don't get it. They don't quite understand, I don't think. Thomas Jefferson, incredible American, et cetera, was fluent in English, Greek, Latin, French, Italian, and Spanish.
Wow.
Also studied Arabic, Gaelic, and Welsh.
Nice.
Yeah. There's a reason that Tom here was over in Paris a lot, to different places, you know, kind of an ambassador, well, not kind of, was an ambassador, was a lot of those things, because he could talk.
Speak the language.
Yeah. The Rocky Horror Picture Show has been in theaters longer than any other movie.
Wow. I believe it.
It's been playing nonstop since it was released in 1975. That's 47 straight years.
Wow.
Nonstop, with the exception of the pandemic, of course.
Right.
But outside of that, I don't think a lot of us had that one in the office pool. What would be the movie that'd be the longest lasting movie in theaters? I think some people might have Cats, but that's theater. That's theater.
Right.
So it's not the same thing. Exposure to platinum can turn snails into their evolutionary descendants, the slug.
Really?
That is messed up.
That is.
That's not right. You're a snail. You've got this awesome shell. You're used to being a snail, and you just happen to find a good place to live. And yes, it's near a platinum plant. But still, it's a nice place to live, and the rent was cheap. And then all of a sudden, you turn into a slug. What am I going to do with this shell now? I got a shell. I can't even use it. It's rough. That is not a rough life.
Rent.
It's already tough enough. You're always late for things as a snail. Always.
Now you got to go live on the back of the tomato.
Just ain't right. Is that right? All the insects in the world combined weigh 300 times more than all the people combined.
300 times.
I don't know if I want to think about that one too much.
No, you don't.
We'll move on.
Some of them are edible, though.
Very true. I've had chocolate grasshoppers before.
Have you?
Yep.
I'd try it.
Didn't know what I was eating at the time. I just saw chocolate, and I was a little kid, and it tasted like
a chocolate. Then you pulled a leg out of your mouth?
No, I just devoured the whole thing. Oh. And then as I'm chewing it, the lady tells me what it is, and I swallowed as quick as I've swallowed anything in my life. But I didn't, I even afterwards, like, there was no aftertaste. I didn't, it tastes like chocolate. Yeah. I didn't really, I don't know. It
tastes like a bug.
Mm-mm. It takes more than 52 gallons of water to make a latte.
What?
It's because you have to factor in the water it takes to produce the coffee, milk, sugar, and the material for the cup, sleeve, and lid.
Wow.
So all of that combined, 52 gallons of water in a latte.
One latte.
Mm.
Wow.
Huh.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me never want to order a latte again.
I mean, I'm not huge on lattes to begin with, but this really doesn't help at all. Like, does it count if you're getting like I mean, it's not really, it's hard to call it coffee. It is technically coffee, but like the stuff you get at gas stations and stuff, like the it's just in the pump. And,
right.
You know, that stuff. Does it count if it's a latte like that? I mean, is it still the same amount of water? I don't know. The sound of most toilets flushing is in the key of E flat.
Seems like I've heard this.
Yeah, this is this is a bit of an older one. It's worded a little differently this time, but that was intentional because it's a calming noise or something like that, I believe, or it's a reminding or a noise that stays with you or you remember it. I'm not sure, but I'm not 100% on that, but I know there's something to
there's
that.
There's a
one.
Reason for it.
Yeah. A McDonald's quarter pounder patty starts at 4.25 ounces, which is slightly over a quarter of a pound. But it's only 3 ounces when it's done cooking, which is how they get away with it.
Right.
Which is why your food never looks like it does in commercials.
Well, because that's not food you're seeing in commercials. Well,
that too. That too. Yeah. those food products got more plastic on them than like the Kardashians combined. Like, I mean, there's more like little tinkering's done here and there and everything.
And when they use like Elmer's glue for milk in cereal ads, it's actually cool seeing, because I've seen some videos on how they do those kinds of commercials and what they do to food to make it look good on TV.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, but it's also a little misleading.
Yeah, yeah. Gets us to an interesting one, interesting topic, and something that I think that you and Seth and I are going to be getting into very soon is the truth in advertising. You know?
Yes.
And those laws.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we kind of... we kind of make a lot of assumptions with the truth in advertising laws and that. And I think it's one of those ones that wouldn't be bad to rehash.
No, I think that would be an interesting conversation because you're right. We make assumptions thinking, okay, well, they have to be truthful, right? They have to be truthful in marketing. Otherwise, it's misadvertising.
I know this
and
law.
And there's consequences for that.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard companies get slapped with, misrepresenting fines their products and paying fines for it.
Yeah.
But Is that true across all areas of advertising?
Yeah. It's an interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. And one that I don't think we're having enough. Wouldn't hurt to go over again, yeah, at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
For the simple fact that, there's never a bad time of year to do it, but I mean, certainly with it being political season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a question that I know I and many other people have had when it comes to that stuff. So there's plenty of conversation to have right there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I did want to touch on this really quick. When we come back, we're going to get into a bunch of more stuff, but we don't really have a whole ton of entertainment news. We're going to kick off next hour with the 10 best foodie cities in America.
Mm.
Thought that'd be fun to do.
Yeah.
But Willie Nelson in the news.
Really?
Willie Nelson played a Beto O'Rourke rally in Austin Sunday night, and he had a pretty touching moment with the family of Jackie Caveras, one of the fourth graders killed in the Uvalde school shooting in May.
Mm.
Her family was in the crowd right up front, so he went to the edge of the stage, leaned in, and said, "Remember, it's not something you ever get over, but it's something you will get through."
Hmm. Wow.
That's a great line.
That is a really great line.
That's a great line delivered by one of the greatest songwriters in human history, period. I'm not just going to say American history. I think Willie Nelson's work stands on its own, no matter where you're listening, no matter what the decade is or anything like that. And that may be one of the greatest lines I've ever heard him deliver. That's saying something.
Well, and awesome on him for doing that.
Remember, it's not something you ever get over, but it is something you will get through. We do quotes of the day from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted this to be our quote of the day. It's not technically a quote, but I think it is. I think it fits.
I think it could be.
And I do think while this is specific to them and for that family and for the people that have dealt with this in Uvalde, I think that is something that we can all apply to our lives almost on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And just really, I mean, that's Willie, man. That's him. That's it.
Just being genuine.
Yeah. Willie's dealt with his own fair share of grief. His son passed away in 1991, and his older sister, Bobby, just passed away in March of at 91. Mm-hmm. He has had a difficult life, you know, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd hear him say that. I don't think you'd hear him at all say that. But I think that anybody who's done their homework on Willie Nelson could tell you, that man... It's like this. When's the last time you heard of a great songwriter that had a perfect life, that had a great childhood, that had everything go right, that nothing was going bad or anything? I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but 9.9 times out of 10, the artist, whether it's a stand-up comedian or it's a writer or an actor or a singer or anything like that, so much of that comes from somewhere.
Right.
You know?
The struggle and what they went through really... it lends itself into their art.
I don't think it's a necessity. I don't mean that by any means. If you are somebody that wants to do any of these things, you know,
right.
And you've had a good life, doesn't mean you can't have a good, you know, you can't have a great career. There are plenty of examples of it. It just seems like more times than not, especially the thoughtful, insightful things like a Willie Nelson, these kind of that Dolly Parton, even that comes from experience. That doesn't come. You earn that stuff.
Yeah.
We will be taking a break here in a minute or so, but I did want to remind everybody the next hour you'll have a chance to win River Kings tickets.
Yeah.
Be sure to be listening for that.
And they're good for any home game.
Any home game. General admission
That's
tickets.
Awesome.
Got two of them here. What, Mel's got one. I got one. We want to put them in your hands. Be listening for the next hour for that.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind that every home game this season, you can catch starting about 7-ish. Right at our sister station, Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI.
That's correct.
Be sure to check that out. It's going to be a fun way. And if you can get to the rink, please do. Let's show them what home ice advantage is.
Yeah.
Fill up that rink and give the River Kings a great show every chance we get. These kids are dying to play for you, everybody. We've already had a great start to the season. Let's keep it going. And let's help the River Kings build hockey up and down the river.
Mm-hmm.
And do that by listening to them. And by listening a little bit later, we'll get these tickets, too.
Yeah.
We mentioned this a couple of times. We're going to keep on mentioning that, everybody. We're excited. Melissa and I are going to be out and about this Friday.
We are. We're going to be at Family Natural Foods on Friday doing our morning show, remote.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited. We're going to talk with Stephen and Katrina. We're going to interview some of the other employees there. We might even interview you. Huh. You stop down for the big sale that they have going on to celebrate their 76th anniversary. And they, we're just going to have fun. I'm shopping. I don't know what you're doing, James.
Yeah.
I mean, you're working, but I'm shopping. So...
Yep. And more power to you. I can't blame you. Hey, you can't hate the player, hate the game. I mean, you know, this is what she's doing. There's so much to take in. I do want to encourage everybody to like Family Natural Foods on social media. Mm. You pull it up and you'll see a lot of updated information about some of the things that they have going on. We're